Yesterday, state officials confirmed that the city of Detroit has a financial emergency. That's leading to growing consideration of a state-appointed financial manager. Governor Rick Snyder has a month to make a decision there. The city of Flint has also been fighting its way out of a deep financial hole. Late yesterday, I spoke with two Flint officials for their insights. First, the city's former emergency manager, Lansing resident Michael K. Brown, and then Mayor Dane Walling. I first reminded Brown about a comment he made to me last summer. He said that as emergency manager, he enjoyed more support than people might have realized. I then asked him if Detroit were to get a manager, if he thought that person might enjoy more support than the manager would expect.
Well, you know, that is really a difficult question for me to answer because every community is so different, okay? I had the luxury, I guess you'd say, of having been in Flint all my life. I knew who a lot of the key players were, and I think that really assisted me a lot.
What were your first days as the emergency manager of Flint like? What stands out in your memory?
The first days, that, and I think what most stands out in my memory is just that there was such a strong feeling of sort of the democracy being removed, and with the public officials, the elected officials really being removed, that was a major question in everybody's mind as to how the city could function.
I realize that Ed Kurtz is Flint's current emergency financial manager, and your title is now city administrator, but you're still close enough to the situation. I want to ask, can you tell me what it's like working under the latest iteration of the state law? Because there have been several variations of this in really just a matter of months.
You know, that's a great question, and I think the best way I can answer that is that we have had a plan from January 15th, 2012. You know, we had about 45 days to get that plan together, and to everybody's credit, to the mayor's credit, to the city council, Ed Kurtz coming in, I can say honestly we haven't missed a beat. We've been able to keep our eye on the ball, and I think Flint is a model in that way, that everybody has sort of kept the best interests of the city and the citizens in mind. And I mean that in every way. I mean, we have been able to move forward. I've been in and out a couple of times. Now we've had Ed in. We even had a weekend where the mayor and the city council were in back in, I think, March of 2012. And yet it has not slowed us down. We've been able to make the tough decisions and really move the city toward solvency, and that's really our job. You know, once that's done, I think that's when you hand it back to the mayor and council. So I think the way it has really unfolded in Flint is something that other communities can and should take a look at.
So in your opinion, the new law does give enough authority to make the kinds of changes that need to happen?
Yes. Now, are you talking about the new law that's going to go into effect in at the end of March, early April? Are you talking about
Yes. Going?
I think, you know, some of that remains to be seen because that hasn't been effectuated yet. But what I would say, I've read the law, and I think that it does offer enough flexibility on the part of an emergency manager to get the job done, in my opinion.
Last November, Proposal 1 revoked PA4, the emergency manager law, with comprehensive powers to undo union contracts, sell property, and the like. I'm hoping it's okay to at least ask how you felt about Proposal 1 last November.
Sure. You know, I believe that I'm glad it was on the ballot. I think that whenever you have that kind of change in structure of government, people have a right to weigh in on that. They weighed in, and yet at the same time, I believe that the state, the ultimate responsibility for cities and municipalities functioning is still with the state. So there has to be some vehicle if cities are, you know, really spiraling toward insolvency, for the state to step in. And so I think that while I supported that it was on the ballot, I still believed you needed some kind of legislation that would speak to the pressing issues that communities like Flint are facing.
Does a first-time emergency manager acquire new skills, or do you use skills you've already acquired, maybe just in different ways?
Well, you know, I believe that you come in with the skills that you have, and you have to adapt well. And a lot of it is the team that you pick. It's not really one person. It's you know, you've got major functions like police, fire, infrastructure, meaning water and sewer, and then you have the finances. And so I think what you want is somebody who can really pick highly qualified folks who also have to be willing to come in to, you know, a very dire situation and, you know, sort of put their credibility on the line and make a commitment to putting the city on a path toward resolving those kinds of issues. And so while I think you might develop some new skills, you're really going to rely on what you've built over the years, and that's certainly what I have done.
If Detroit were to get an emergency financial manager, what advice would you have for that person? And what advice would you have for the mayor and city council as well?
You know, I think, first of all, to listen to each other, to respect each other, that the real challenge at hand here is to get their city moving in a direction that serves the people better. And I think that's what we've tried to do in Flint. And I give credit, like I say, to the mayor and to the council, and certainly to our team that we've assembled and sort of keeping our eye on the ball and moving in that direction.
That was former Flint emergency manager and Lansing resident Mike Brown. And in a conversation with Flint Mayor Dane Walling, he first explained where Flint stands right now dealing with its financial emergency.
Well, there have been a number of long-term cost savings that were put in place by the emergency manager and then the emergency financial manager. So that has relieved some of the pressure on the budget with pension costs and retiree health care costs. But the city does also continue to face an accumulated operating deficit of $19 million. That's approximately 35% of our total general fund on an annual basis. So we are going to be digging out of that hole for a number of years.
How did you feel about the repeal of the tougher emergency manager law last November?
I supported the repeal of Public Act 4. I believe it went way too far against our ideals of democracy. There do have to be tough decisions made, but the communities that are affected and the taxpayers who are paying the bills need to be part of the process.
Have you ever felt like a figurehead in these circumstances?
Well, the lines of authority in Flint have been very clear. I have an ongoing role with economic development and leading our long-term master plan. I've had 100% support from the full administration on that. In other situations, I'm at the table as an advisor, giving my perspective and making sure the community's voice is represented. But it's been clear to, you know, everyone who has the final decision on those matters, and that's been the emergency manager. So I've had a role to play. I think it's a very important role, but it's never been confused with the responsibility of the appointed manager.
I have to ask, how badly do you want to be mayor in your own right without the oversight?
My goal is to get to that point sooner rather than later. But I'm also a person who has a deep respect for the law, even when I disagree with it. So I understand that it's going to be a period of time before the city could become eligible for a transition advisory board and then exit receivership. There's another debate that needs to take place out there about how the state allows local governments to receive their revenues. And those formulas are going to have to change in a post-recession world, and we haven't had that discussion yet. So I not only want to be mayor, I want Michigan to get it right, and I want our citizens and cities to be what they need to be in a 21st century economy, and that's vibrant places with great neighborhoods and growing businesses. And our cities have been put on a starvation diet in Michigan, and that's a problem.
Detroit may be moving toward an emergency financial manager. Flint's been there. What would your advice be to the people of Detroit at this time?
I think it's critical that citizens continue to lift up their voice and in a constructive fashion. All ideas need to be on the table. The decisions that get made are going to have to take into account the people who are not only affected, but remember, the people who are paying the bills. Detroit's residents, rather, need to lift up their voices and make sure they continue to be heard and demand that hearing from, whoever it is making the final decisions.
And assuming Detroit ends up with a state-appointed emergency financial manager, what advice would you have for Mayor Dave Bing and members of the city council?
Every elected official has their own perspective on these issues. I think it's important to respect the law, but to, again, lift up the issues that are critical to getting a full solution in place. What's facing Flint and Pontiac and Detroit goes far beyond a budget book or a financial report. We have to remember that we're talking about entire communities that have social needs and educational needs, and there's bigger regional economic dynamics in place, and those have to be addressed. And those of us in leadership positions have to demand that the governor and the legislature pay attention to those issues. We have to deal with the revenue side and the expenditure side of these challenges, not just today, but looking out into the future. And I think Michigan has done a very poor job of supporting its cities, and they're becoming more and more vital in this global knowledge economy.
That was Flint Mayor Dane Walling and the city's former emergency manager Michael Brown on the challenges of municipal oversight.